Homebush, Botany, Cameray,
Kings Langley,
Greenwich,
Nulla.
On ABC Radio Sydney, this is Breakfast.
Well, one of our producers here on the program found herself a couple of days ago driving behind a mid-1990s vintage Honda Civic with an historic plate on it. She thought, what the? That's... Can a 90s Honda Civic be called a classic car? I wonder. I'd love to hear if you've got an historic plate on your, you know, your 90s hatchback. On my old CRX, maybe. We did check, and of course in New South Wales you can apply for an historic plate if your car is 30 years or older, so 1991, 30 years ago, but still it doesn't feel right, does it?
Well, the other question is, what are the sought-after classic cars? In a period where we've seen such rise in prices for second-hand cars, what are the ones that are really going for the top dollar? We're joined this morning by Peter Anderson. He's a motoring expert and contributor to whichcar.com.au. Morning, Peter.
Morning.
What, just out of interest, what is behind the super high price for second-hand cars at the moment?
Oh, it's because, I don't know if you've noticed, but the world's on fire.
Yeah, right. But, you know, we're still getting imports, aren't we?
Yeah, but not nearly as many as dealers would like.
Right.
So because the new car market's slow and on top of that, people have extra cash because they're not travelling, second-hand cars through the roof.
Now, my little old, I love this car, my Honda CRX, Peter. Oh, I was very sad to let that car go.
I heard about this yesterday and I'm like, wow, I wanted one of those.
I was looking at a couple of sites. I mean, you can get them as cheap as chips, but I was looking at a couple that are up for, you know, tens and, you know, $20,000, $30,000, which is pretty much what I paid for it. What's going on there?
Well, so, I mean, a car like the CRX, that's a specialist. It's a sports car, and it had a high revving, fun engine and handled really well. It looked amazing and had that really cool glass panel in the rear tailgate. It was a cool car. So cool cars are obviously going to do better than normal cars. But, you know, like an 81 Corolla in good shape is $10,000.
Wow.
Which is amazing.
Yeah. Well, give us an idea of what are the sought-after classic cars that are going for top dollar at the moment that people might have in the garage and not realise, gee, it's worth a lot more than I thought.
Well, pretty much everything.
Right.
I mean,
that's
a wild thing. So, like, you know, a mid-90s Hyundai XL, probably not going to run, but it's probably not going to be the kind of car that people are seeking. But I think there's a big wave of nostalgia at the moment. I mean, you know, like, going to get a little bit philosophical here.
Mm.
We are in a bit of a state at the moment, and so people, I think, are looking, you know, to their past and thinking, oh, I wouldn't mind having that car again. I mean, I'm guilty of that. I was the other night looking at a Peugeot 205 GTI, which is, again, a specialist sports car, and it was up for auction, and it had a day to go and had $14,000 on it. I thought, oh, well, that's a bargain. It went for $37,000.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow.
They were 31 new in 1989. So
that's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Everything's just gone insane, yeah.
Oh, well, look, you are welcome to give us a call on this one, 1300 222 702, or text on 0467 922 702. Maybe you can pick Peter's brains or just ring us for a chat. I got a text here saying, a Honda Civic, a classic car. It's a ski boot with wheels. Pretty funny.
It's a little harsh, I think.
Yeah, so we've got Peter Anderson with us, motoring expert, contributor to whichcar.com.au, and Steve from West Ryde joins us. Hello, Steve.
Yes, good morning, Wendy. How are you this morning, folks?
What have you got there?
I'm a bit of a old Subaru devotee. About 5 years ago, I was lucky enough to pick up a 1989 Brumby in pretty good nick, the utility. And I had a farm find about March, a 1980 Subaru Leone wagon, which is now back on the road with historic plates.
Hang on a sec. I heard Peter in the background going, oh, wow. What are you oh-wowing about, Peter?
People love those things.
Yeah.
So things like farm finds, people kind of like the the fun of a car having been, you know, banged up in a barn for 20 years. And right. They come out and they look like crap, but they've got low kilometres on it. And people are like, oh, that's kind of cool. And that gets big money.
Yeah, okay. And so are you going to sell them, Steve, or are you just going to keep them?
Absolutely not.
Right,
Rob.
Okay. Sorry.
Absolutely not.
I apologise.
I'm about to ease into retirement. And, of course, with historic registration, you're allowed to use each car 60 times a year.
Right. I'm sure you'll use all of those 60.
Where are you going to go for a nice run to, Steve, on a Sunday?
Currently up and down the driveway.
Oh, right, yes.
About 4.5 kilometres in one direction.
Might go for a nice run up to a plant nursery in the hills.
Well, Wendy, you've got to remember one thing. The Subarus have both got four-wheel drive capability.
Ah, yeah, right.
Which means you can go off on your fire trails and find a nice place to have a picnic alongside a creek or some other area in the Blue Mountains and the like and get away from the mob because you've got that four-wheel drive capability.
Well, there you go. You're styling. Good on you. Good on you. Thanks very much for that, Steve. All right. Ben here wants to know, Peter, he's got a 1972 Pepper Red V6 Ford Capri, a 3-litre with 442 miles on it.
You could probably export that back to its homeland and make about £30,000.
Oh, really?
I mean, I don't know that car particularly, but again, I mean, that those kind of things are popular everywhere. And I don't know that the Capri had a particularly big cult following here, but in the end, if there's one person willing to pay big money, they will pay it.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on at the moment.
All right. Ian's in Hornsby Heights. Morning.
Morning. Thanks for the taking the call. We used to have a 1970s two-door Range Rover, and we went up to St Albans Pub a couple of years ago to take a friend up there for lunch, and there were three vehicles out the front, one of which was a 1940s-ish American Ute in original condition. Most of the paint was missing, etc. The next one was a Series 1 Land Rover, which was basically straight aluminium, not much paint left at all. Both of those had classic car plates, but I thought, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
And then I saw the Range Rover, which was the same model as ours, also with classic car.
Ah, you see, you're unknowingly, however, driving a classic. Is that the point of this story, Ian? Yes.
So I went in and I sort of complained to the barman, why is my car out there with classic plates?
There you go.
Thanks.
Well, thank you for that one.
And we've got Daniel Doody. He's on the telly. G'day, Daniel.
G'day, guys. How you going?
We're going well.
So what's a television reporter driving these days?
Well,
Ferrari, Maserati.
I wish. I've got two cars. One of the cars that I have, my second car, is unregistered at the moment. Mm. It's a 1997 Mitsubishi Magna. So it has, you'll have, I know. I've got an emotional attachment to it. So another 6 years before I could purchase the historical plate. But I clean it once a week. I run the battery. It's such a good car.
Is it?
I'll have to send you. Yes. I love it so much. I can't part ways with it. And people are saying, get rid of the bomb.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. I'm going to keep this car.
Now might be the best time ever. Good on you, Daniel. Thanks, mate. The Magna did have a few problems, didn't it, Peter?
We had three of them as family, and they were tops. Really were right. No, they were all right actually. Yeah, okay. For the time they were much better than the Commodore at the time.
Yeah.
That'll get me into trouble.
So you are suggesting though overall that people might have a treasure in the garage there and not realise it. I mean, that is a fair thing to say.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that's. I was speaking to someone the other day who said they'd had some car, I can't remember now, which is, you know, ruining the story, but they'd had some car for years that had been sitting there and they took it out every now and again and someone just rolled up to them in the petrol station and offered them some insane amount of money for it. And they thought they were joking. And I'm like, That's pretty much right. Yeah. You might even get a bit more if you tried harder.
All right. Well, look, we have got so many calls. We're going to have to get back to this. So we've got to get to sport and the news, et cetera. We've got a lot of appointments to keep this morning. But we might get you on again to have another chat about this because lots of folk want to join in. Good on you, Peter. Thank you very much for being with us today.
No problem. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Peter Anderson, motoring expert and contributor to whichcar.com.au.
Robbie Buck and Wendy Harmer on ABC Radio Sydney.